الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, whoever sends 100 times salat upon me in a day, shall have 100 of his needs fulfilled by Allah. 70 of his needs of the hereafter and 30 of his needs of the dunya. Subhanallah. My dear brothers, this is one of the excellence of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, by reciting Durood-e Pak, this becomes a shield for us, a protection for us from calamities and problems get solved by reciting Durood-e Pak, inshallah. Let us take a moment and with love and affection, let's read Durood-e Pak, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today, inshallah, we'll have the opportunity to learn about the reality of karama. What is karama? What is saintly miracle? And I'm going to give you some examples, inshallah. But before we dive into the topic, let me share with you an incident, an account itself, which is an example of a karama. During the lifetime of the King of Awliya, the Sultan of Awliya, the King of Baghdad, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, a businessman lived by the name of Abu Muzaffar. A businessman, a tajir, who was called Abu Muzaffar. He once came in the court of another great scholar, a pious personality who is very close in the court of Allah. He is also a wali of Allah. He has a high station in the court of Allah. Sheikh Hamad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So this tradesman, this businessman, he came in the court of a great scholar of his time and he said to him, I am going to travel to Syria, to Sham, for business. Please make dua for me. Subhanallah. A beautiful way, before you take board a journey, you know, ask your elders for dua. Yeah, ask your parents for dua, ask your teachers for dua. I'm going to take this journey on board. I'm going to travel somewhere. Please make dua for me. Subhanallah, this businessman, he asked Sayyiduna Shaykh Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that I'm going to travel to Sham. Please make dua for me so that I have a safe journey. Remember, a wali is a wali after all. A saint, someone who's very close in the court of Allah. They are unique personalities. They have been given some special powers by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Some of these great awliya, the wali, these great personalities of Islam, they can even see and observe the divine tablet, the Lohe Mahfuz. An example of them, great personalities, is actually Sayyiduna Shaykh Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, he had this spiritual insight that he was able to observe the Lohe Mahfuz. So you can see his rank and his level. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Shaykh Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he heard that Abu Muzaffar said that I'm going to travel, through his spiritual insight, He became aware of his destiny. What is written for him? What will happen to him in the future? And he gave him the news of unseen. He said to Abu Muzaffar, delay your trip. Don't travel now. If you leave now, thieves will kill you and will steal your belongings. This is not the right time for you. Allahu Akbar. This businessman, Abu Muzaffar, he became very worried, anxious, and he was confused. I'm about to do a business trip, and now this great scholar of our time has told me to not travel. So he was really worried, he was concerned, and whilst he's in this state, he was leaving towards his house. And on the way, he meets another great personality of Islam. He meets none other than Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is the Sultan of Awliya. Allahu Akbar. Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw him concerned, and he said to him, why are you so worried? Everything okay? What's happened to you? And the man replied and explained to him the entire situation. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah, he said to him, don't worry. Go to Syria without fear and everything will be fine. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi relieved him. And now Abu Muzaffar, after hearing these words of the giant of Islam, a great scholar, a great Sufi saint, rahimahullah, he acted upon his advice and he departed for Syria with a caravan with many other people. As a coincidence, this business trip proved to him quite successful. It was meaningful for him, and he benefited from this trip a lot. During the journey, though, he experienced something which shook him again. During this trip, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw robbers attack the caravan, steal everything, and kill him. And whilst he's having this dream, the dream of fear, he suddenly wakes up from his sleep. And when he looks around, he finds out this was just a dream. Nothing has happened. There's no robbery here. No one has harmed me. I'm safe. I'm protected. I'm okay. Allahu Akbar. Then later, after this trip ended, Abu Muzaffar, he returned to Baghdad after a successful business trip. And whilst he's here, he thought, who do I visit first? Do I go and meet Sayyiduna Sheikh Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who told me to not travel? Or should I go in the court of the Sultan of Awliya, Sayyiduna Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? So whilst he's pondering, undecided who to meet first, subhanallah, he came across Sayyidina Sheikh Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and who said to him, go and meet Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi first, as he is a wali of Allah. He is from those who are very close and beloved, have a high rank in the court of Allah. It is him, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who prayed for you, who made dua for you 17 times before your destiny changed, before your taqdeer changed. So what I said, it was like that. The incident was meant to happen to you. The robbery was meant to happen. You were to die. But it is the power of the dua of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi that he made dua on your behalf for you 17 times in the court of Allah. Allahu Akbar, due to this, your taqdeer changed. What was written for you, it changed. And it is due to his dua, his prayers, that Allah Almighty changed what would have occurred with you in a wakeful state into something you saw in a dream. So what you saw in the dream, this was meant to happen to you in the real state. But it is due to the power of the dua of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi that this changed into a dream. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, indeed, the awliya, saints of Islam, have extremely high ranks. They are very close in the court of Allah. These personalities of Islam are extremely beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Almighty bestows upon them such favors, which are beyond measure. And one of them favors, one of the ata on the awliya is that these individuals, these great personalities are given special powers. Special powers which are known as karama, saintly miracles. Allahu Akbar. What are saintly miracles? Ek hota hai mu'jiza, ek hai karama. One is mu'jiza, one is karama. Today we are discussing the karama. What is karama in Urdu, karamat? Or saintly miracle? What is this? First of all, keep in mind that the karama, the saintly miracles, are undoubtedly a reality. This is something that is true. It's not something that is made up, it just happened, or people are just adding the stories up. No. This is a reality. Some things do happen which are beyond our understanding. From the blessed time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam until now, people of haqq, people of truth have never disagreed on this matter. That's the first thing to keep in mind. That the karama that are displayed, are expressed by the awliya with regards to this from the zamana, from the blessed time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, until now, the people of haqq have never disagreed upon this. They agree upon this. They all agree that the karama of the sahaba, the companions alayhim ridwan, and the karama of the awliya, the saints, are true, and the people of Allah display miracles, saintly miracles in every era. Inshallah, the awliya will continue to appear and manifest these saintly miracles until the day of Qiyamah. So that's the first thing to clarify. Now let us dive in. Let us understand, what is karama? A saintly miracle, which is known as a karama, is when a wali of Allah performs something, and if something extraordinary happens by the hand of a great wali of Allah, someone who's very pious, who's very close in the court of Allah, this is called a karama. So this is something, a karamat is something which cannot normally be performed. Now, let me give you some examples. Giving life to the dead. Giving life to the dead. Someone's passed away. Someone's in the grave, passed away. Giving that person a life by the command of Allah. The awwali, the saints, they bring dead people back to life. And if the wali of Allah brings a dead person to life, then this is called a karama. Let me give you another example. If a wali of Allah, he cures a terminally permanent ill person, someone who's so ill, he's disabled, he's got certain illness from birth, or he's got this certain disease that's permanent for him. This wali of Allah, just by touching that individual, just passing his hands by that individual, or by just having a gaze, just looking at that individual, if that person gets cured by the vision, by the look of a wali of Allah, then this is an example of a karama. Another example would be, if that wali of Allah, that great personality, can hear the sound from a great distance, from really far, miles away, even thousands of miles away. If someone can hear the sound of what's happening over there, can hear someone talk and understand something, this is an example as well. Or the wali of Allah travels or becomes aware in a short space from place A to B. It could be thousands of miles away, but for that person, it becomes a short distance. With a flash of an eye, that person travels and brings something. Then this is an example of a karama. And like this, there are many examples. Now, generally when we use the term miracle, we normally refer this to the miracles of the prophets, alayhim salam. So if something extraordinary happens by the hands of a prophet of Allah, then this is called a miracle, a mu'jiza. And something similar happens by a regular believer, a mu'min. He's not a wali of Allah, but general Muslim, a pious individual. If this happens from him, then this is called ma'una. So there's different categories. And if the same thing happens by a wali of Allah, then this is called a karama. If you look at the history, there are many scholars who have written on this topic. Sayyiduna Shaykh Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani rahmahullah, who is a great wali of Allah, he states, in reality, the karama of a saint stem from the mu'jiza of a prophet. This means the wali of Allah, the karama of a wali, is a proof of the prophet's truthfulness. If a follower of a prophet has the special power to show amazing saintly miracles, then what can be said about the high rank of the prophets of Allah who he follows? If this is the maqam of a ghulam, of a follower, then what would be the status of aqa? Subhanallah. He further writes, when a person controls their nafs, their inner desires, he disciplines himself and becomes wholeheartedly content with every decree of Allah. He is happy with whatever Allah Ta'ala has willed for him. He does not complain. And the only thing that person wants is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that person, he avoids all such things that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And he makes pleasing Allah his maqsad of life. When this happens, when a person goes at that level, he becomes drowned, he destroys himself. He becomes drowned in the love of Allah. Allah fulfills that person's wishes out of his mercy and grace. And then in return, if a person gets that high level of spirituality, then Allah Almighty fulfills his wishes, his dreams. And this is out of his mercy. Subhanallah. Let me give you an example of this as well. Subhanallah. One of the famous sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once he left the city of Mada'in with a guest. He had someone with him, a guest who was accompanying him. And whilst they are traveling, they saw some animals. And they saw deers in forest that they passed by. And they saw birds that were flying overhead. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wished to show his guest something extraordinary. You know, when a person is hospitable, he's mehman nawaz, he cares about his people, he cares, he loves treating his guest really well. So Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wanted to treat his guest, who someone who was with him. He wanted to do something extraordinary and make him happy. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he turned towards the animals and calls out, "O deer, O birds, one of you come to me so I can accommodate my guest." O deer, he's talking to the deer. He's talking to birds, the birds flying, talking to birds. "O deer, O birds, one of you come to me so that I can accommodate my guest. I can show something special to my guests." Allahu Akbar. Hearing the call of a Sahabi, one bird and one deer came to him with their heads lowered in respect. Allahu Akbar. Witnessing this, the guest was so amazed that he immediately said, "Subhanallah." He said, "Subhanallah." He just couldn't believe what has happened. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at him and said, "Are you amazed by this? You think this is something extraordinary? Have you seen a person who obeys his Rabb, who is farma bardar, he is obedient to his Rabb, except these things which have been created to benefit him, do not then obey them? Why will these things not obey the person when the person obeys Allah?" Allahu Allah. Allahu Akbar. We learn that a karama, a saintly miracle, is a bounty, is a favor of Allah that He grants to His special servants, to His special people. Allahu Akbar. Let me give you something, another extraordinary thing to witness. Allahu Akbar. Look at the maqam. Look at the station of that individual who is so spiritually high, who follows the commands of Allah Ta'ala, who acts upon the halal, he remains away from the haram. Look at the maqam, look at the station that person gains. Subhanallah. There are various categories of ahadith, the prophetic traditions. One of the beautiful and high category of hadith is called Hadith-e-Qudsi. Hadith-e-Qudsi. Hadith-e-Qudsi is a hadith which the words, the kalimat, the words belong to Allah but are spoken by the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, we can say for general hadith, the words belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and are narrated by the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. In Hadith-e-Qudsi, the words belong to Allah and are narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Look at the maqam of this narration. Now let us listen to a hadith al-Qudsi referenced in Sahih al-Bukhari Sharif. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam tells us, Allah Almighty said, "I declare a woe upon whoever has enmity for a saint of mine." Allah Almighty says, "I declare a woe upon whoever has hatred with my wali from the ways in which a servant draws closer to me. The most beloved to me are the fara'id." Acting upon the fara'id, the obligatory actions, this is one of the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. If you want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, here in this narration we learn a very important tool, a very important key to gain closeness in the court of Allah. That one of the most beloved ways of getting close to Allah Ta'ala is by performing your fara'id, your wajibat. your obligatory actions, and via voluntary actions, through nawafil, my servant comes closer to me until I love him. Allahu Akbar. Through nafal, through voluntary worship, my servant gets more closer to me. The more nawafil he performs, the more closer he gets to me. Until I love him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The scholars have written that what does this mean? When a person becomes close in the court of Allah Ta'ala, he becomes beloved to him. What does this mean? Mufti Ahmad Yarha Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala writes, when a servant of Allah reaches the station of fana, Fanada is drowned in the love of Allah. Divinely bestowed abilities manifest in his body. He can do things which amaze the intellect. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to truly understand the greatness and the significance of the awliya of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us to be amongst those people from the community who have love, who have respect, who honor the great awliya Allah. This is a great honor for us. It's a great blessing for us that we are not from those people who doubt these realities. May Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast upon this belief, upon this aqeedah. May Allah Ta'ala keep us away from those who instill doubts in people, who create confusions due to their misinforming of other people. Keep in mind that Allah Almighty is the most powerful. He is not dependent on anyone. Allah Almighty can do whatever He wants. Allah does whatever He wants. And Allah bestows, Allah gives to whoever He wants. In the Quran, the glorious Quran, which is the last and final message of Allah Ta'ala, which is a miracle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Almighty says in the glorious Quran, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا. And the bestowal of your Rabb is not limited. The bestowal, the ata, the favors of your Rabb are unmeasured, are countless. When Allah gives, He gives countless blessings. Subhanallah, there's no control, there's no measure, there's no scale when it comes to the giving of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, when Allah wants to give to something, He can give whatever He wants, to whoever He wants. It is the ata, it is the power of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to truly understand the importance of karama. Just to keep in mind that the karama, these saintly miracles, there are examples in the glorious Quran as well. There are many examples. Just look at that chapter in the Quran, which is about the Ashab-e Kahf, the people of the cave, who were from the nation of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. These people were awliya. Those people who were in the cave, these people were awliya. What did they do? They slept in the cave for 300 years. And after 300 years, they remained untouched or unharmed. They were the same. Even physical gestures, position, the body was same. They were healthy. They were normal. As if someone went to sleep and later on he woke up. But in between, there was 300 years. This example has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. So a karama has been, there's examples of karama in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, again, another example, when the honorable mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, when she was just a baby, her uncle, who is a prophet of Allah, Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, would care for her. And during this period, when she was only small, she was a child, she was blessed to have some fruits. She used to be in a room, in a chamber, where Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam noticed there are some fruits here, and they come here regularly. These fruits are unseasonal fruits, fresh fruits, different variety of fruits. And they are not normal. It's not the season of those fruits. They're not available in the market. And what are they doing here? Allahu Akbar. This example has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. And when this was being discussed, when Zakariya al-Islam spoke to Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she replied, and her reply is so beloved to Allah Ta'ala that this has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. Allahu Akbar, she replied, Huwa min indillah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ These fruits and these blessings, this is from Allah. Indeed, Allah provides immeasurable sustenance to whomever He wills. Subhanallah. My dear brothers, there are countless examples in the glorious Quran. Many examples of the karama. Another famous example of the karama in the Quran is Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was a wazir. He was a minister of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. When he brought the throne of the Queen Bilqis radiyallahu ta'ala anha, before the blink of an eye. Subhanallah. These are examples. These are things that have happened and which are beyond our understanding. And these are called karama. May Allah ta'ala allow us to truly understand the reality of karama and allow us to be from those people who love ulama, who love scholars, who love the awliya. And remember this, I will finish on this. Remember the significance and importance of awliya. We will only understand when it will be the last moments of our life. This connection with awliya, this will save us, will protect our imans at the time of death. This connection with the awliya, this love and respect for awliya, inshallah, will help us in the grave, will become light for us in the grave. And inshallah, this connection, this love of awliya, this will help us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast upon those people who have love and respect for the awliya. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, may you keep ascending success. Say.